ChumbaCasino.com today.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously calling you to triumph everywhere the souls of your feet shall be.
When I think about His goodness, that all He's done.
Hope that Abram, when God changed, God changed his name before he had a child. His name was Abram. And Abram means exalted father. Abraham means father of a multitude. So God changed Abram's name to Abraham and Sarai's name to Sarah ever before they had any children, so that he would be calling those things. Come on, walk with me here. That he would be calling those things that are non-existent as though they were. Abraham. Lord, how can I be a father of a multitude and I don't have a child? But God was calling. Come on, God was calling Abraham. Now, there are three things here that we want to build on tonight in relation to refocusing our faith. Number one, there is I'm going to call it a scroll. There is a scroll written in heaven about you. It was written before you got here. Somebody say amen. Amen. A scroll. Go quickly to Jeremiah chapter 1. So number one, there's something written in heaven about you. It was written before you got here, before you were in the womb, before you became who you are, before you arrived here in this city or wherever. It was written about you. The words of Jeremiah, get me verse 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Okay, think about that a moment. God says, before you were formed, before you were conceived, in the womb, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Okay, we'll stop there. So, all this he's telling Jeremiah, and Jeremiah saying, I'm but a child. The Lord said, before you got here, I ordained all this stuff for you. So, there's a scroll written in heaven concerning you and I. All right, it's God's plan and it's God's purpose. Now, in our journey, if you're like me, there have been times you've listened to that other voice and got off track. Somebody say amen for real. Amen. Where you missed the mark, where the devil snared you. How many know every time the enemy tries to snare you, God frees you.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Come on, it's a given.
Amen.
Tell somebody right now, the devil can't have me.
Amen.
Come on, tell him he can't have nothing that belongs to me.
Amen.
Come on, come on, come on, talk to me now. I said, every time he tries to snare you, the word says, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph and makes manifest the savor of his knowledge in every place. I pray God will help me to bring this out, but when you least expect, when it least looks like it, God is still working. I'm telling you, he's working. I'm seeing this thing clearer and clearer and clearer. You know, sometimes it feels like God is taking a long time, or Lord, is anything happening? And every now and then he'll give you a glimpse. He hadn't stopped working. Come on, he hadn't stopped working. He's still working. He still got stuff prepared, waiting for you. Amen. So there's a scroll written in heaven. Number two, I want you to look at is, and in relation to this portion of scripture with Abraham, God gives life to the dead. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Something has died. You know, you had aspirations and dreams and passion for something, it died. You know, it was taken from you, lost it. But God gives life to the dead. Tell somebody right now, it ain't over till God says it's over. Because when it is necessary, God will resurrect stuff. Amen. You had a dream and passion some time ago for something, and it looked like the enemy just took it from you, just dismantled it, discouraged you, just threw it down. You thought it would never happen. I'm here to tell you tonight, God will resurrect stuff. Why? There's a scroll written in heaven on you, and it's got to come to pass. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah, you will go and speak to the nations. Even though he was fearful, God will resurrect. Amen. We see that with David at Ziklag. We see that especially with Lazarus. Our responsibility is to refocus. Amen. The fight is in you. Tell somebody, I'm a fighter. Now, you may be sweet as pie, but you still got a fighter in you. Amen. You got a fighter in you. That Holy Ghost, he don't take those stuff. He rise up against stuff. He'll get indignant with stuff. He'll destroy yokes. Amen. He'll bind demons. He'll push back darkness. He's not going to compromise with that stuff. So it's in you. But you and I, many times we have to refocus. Change our perspective. If the Bible tells me that God is making all things work together for my good, then I got to embrace that. I got to stop worrying about that $20,000 I lost. That, yeah. Oops. Or whatever it may be. You know, you got stuff on your mind and you just kicking yourself, and you know you can't go on, you know you're discouraged about stuff, and now you got to refocus. Why? Because the word says God's gonna work everything together. Somebody look at somebody and ask him, everything? Didn't he say everything? What does all mean? All means all. All things work together for good. See, y'all are out in the exosphere. Now you can grab hold of this thing. You ain't being drawn back to the dust now. Your mind is free. You got to start expanding how you think. Amen. Start asking God largely. Amen. Get off the chain with asking God stuff. Stop nickel and diming God. You'd be amazed, but you have to refocus. Because the enemy always trying to push you into a corner with stuff. Make you feel devalued. Some of y'all are so anointed. Amen. You can lay hands too, but you know the enemy don't put that in your mind. What if? Yeah, what if? But they do get healed and delivered and come out the hospital. What if? You're anointed, but see the enemy again. If you focus on the wrong things, you just become natural. You ain't natural. There's a supernatural God in the person of Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you. You are His temple, His expression in the earth realm, His ambassador, His messenger. Amen. These signs shall follow them that believe. See, the enemy's strategy is to try to wear you down, wear down your thinking pattern so that you just, you know, you understand the power you carry as a child of God all the time, because the enemy got you so worn down. Jesus, when he spoke to a storm, he didn't speak to it with his emotion. He didn't scream at it. He said, "Peace, be still." Authority. And the storm answered. You don't have to have a big vein coming out your neck to be, you know, to be anointed. Rawr! Are you here? Remember the centurion? He said, "Lord, just speak the word." He said, "I'm a man under authority like you. I understand authority. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed." And the Lord said, "I've not seen such great faith." We think there's got to be a whole lot of, but see, you got to understand. You're God's instrument. You are walking in that, whether you feel like it or not. God didn't say you was going to feel like somebody got healed because you prayed for him. Or you ain't going to feel like you're being blessed when God's blessing you. Tell somebody, refocus. Therein lies the battle. He whose mind is stayed on me, I'll keep him in perfect peace because he trusts me. Amen. How important that the battle is waged there. When you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, know that tomorrow's bringing some blessings from God. However they are packaged. I said, whatever package they come in, if God allowed them to come and they come in, thank God for them. Because ultimately they will work together for the good. Tell somebody, God is working. I'm going to show you something, because see, God works in ways, and sometimes we don't observe it. We're looking for the big bang. We're looking for the big, you know, the boat, the ship to come in. God is working. Yeah. Tell somebody again, God's working. That's why I asked you, do you hear what I hear? Can you see what I'm seeing? Every now and then, God will open the veil and let you see. I'm working. I ain't stopped working. My angels are on assignment. They work silently, inconspicuously, but they're working. In this natural realm, the enemy's always trying to paint a picture, put an image before you. He's defeated. He ain't got a chance. Not with a child of God. Are you hearing? Has God ever failed you? Hadn't he always brought you out? Somehow, some way, some means, some method, God brings us out. And all that other stuff that you was worried about and all that listen, what was it? Don't worry. Stop all the worry. Tell somebody right now, stop all that worry. You got to rise up above that. See, many people worry about the unknown, but the unknown is known by God.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com. Or call 772-475-6800 for